The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Yeah, you know, last time you showed me your ID, and that got me to thinking, because it looked like a mugshot or something that might be taken for your prison ID. And I'm just wondering what you think about the prison industrial complex. I'm not saying you've been a part of it or anything like that. Just wondering what you think of this. Because my thoughts are this. There is a large percentage of black prisoners. 95 out of 100 times, their victims are going to be black people. That means they're taking resources out of the black community. When they go to prison, black people that work pay taxes to support the prison industrial complex. It seems to me that we're missing a huge opportunity with that missed labor and missed compensation that should go back to the black community, where the prisoners basically victimized and took resources out of the community. Well, I think it should be returned.
Let me say this. We are missing out on a huge opportunity. These prisoners, all the way down to the county level, should be working 10, 12 hours per day.
Absolutely.
All the way down to the county level. We should have the cleanest highways and communities around. And in addition to that, if you work them long hours, let's say they work 10 hours a day, then the next 6 hours, they are in class. Say trade school, mandatory that you come out of prison with a trade so Absolutely. That you can be reintroduced into society as a productive member. So the next couple hours, you're going to come back, you're going to take a shower, you're going to trade school. Then from there, we're going to life skills training because you need certain life skills. You need to know how to function as a viable human being in this society. You need to understand that you can't be a criminal and you can't go out and do things to other people simply because that's what you want to do. And third, the next couple hours, so we have 6 hours here. I got a literal plan. Would be spent, I would call it like spiritual training, if you will. If you're Baptist or if you're Protestant, so to speak, that's what you'll be in there learning about your religion. If you're Muslim, fine. You can be in there learning about your religion. Because at the end of the day, I think that the more spiritual these guys could potentially become makes them less likely to be out committing crimes and doing things of that nature. If you're an atheist, well, your 2 hours can be spent meditating, you know, and just trying to focus on something positive. But by the time my day is wrapped up, their day is wrapped up under my system, they'll be too tired to do anything else.
I agree with that.
And then when you won't be breeding these wild animals, you know, they come in and learn how to be better criminals. They go right back out and they commit crimes. And they are wild animals. I don't give a damn who that offends, what you got to. They're wild animals. If you don't think so, happen to be on the scene when one of them are committing a crime.
Yeah.
And you'll see.
And I mentioned a similar plan. And it was a group of, I was a family to get together. And one of my family members, I'm not going to out her, you know.
No, out her.
She was saying it would be like slavery. And I came back with, guess what? Under our Constitution, according to the 13th Amendment, a convicted prisoner, you can work that person. Slavery was outlawed except for convicted prisoners in the United States of America. And so it would be completely legal. I don't see any reason to force them to work, like you say, 10, 12, 15, 16 hours a day. And the compensation going back, number one, any children they might have out there to support them. Number two, compensation to their victims. And number three, to offset the cost of their incarceration. So constitutionally, we're covered. I don't see any reason.
Hey, let me tell you, I would even have like a rent-a-prisoner program. Let's say I have a manufacturing facility.
For the ones that are,
And let's say this manufacturing facility pays $15 an hour. Well, I say, okay, you can rent a prisoner for $5 an hour. You know, and have a limit, a maximum amount of 2-3 prisoners per week. You can rent for $5 an hour, but that $5, it doesn't go to the prisoner. It goes to paying restitution.
Absolutely.
To victims of crimes also. It doesn't have to be of their particular crime. We're going to have one big pot that this money goes into because we want to cover as many people as possible as far as victims that are in need of restitution. In addition to that, also you can take money out of that pot and use it towards rehabbing homes in the inner city urban area, in the blighted areas, especially the homes of elderly people that don't fit on fixed income. But why don't we do these things?
I don't know, but there are so many things that we could do. There are so many local governments, you know, crying about a shortage of funds. They want to raise taxes.
And they have resources sitting right in the county
Absolutely.
Jail.
Absolutely. We have millions of man hours available.
Let me tell you why they don't see it that way. Because most of these inner city areas are ran by liberals. And they're not smart enough to view these prisoners as an asset, as a commodity, you know, that the community can benefit from. They'd rather raise your taxes.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They're taking resources out of the community because the large majority of black people work and pay taxes. And so they're taking those taxes out to support people that...
Absolutely. Reduce the taxes. Let people have more of their money so that they can enjoy life more. And if you let people have more of their money, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go out shopping. You know, but they don't think logically. I don't believe they think at all. They just react.
You know, when I was growing up, there was this thing about if you do some criminal act and get arrested, you're going to be wind up in prison making license plates.
I recall that.
Well, if they can make license plates, if they can run those stamping machines and whatever else, there's 1,000 other things they can apply those same skills to do and probably make a lot more money than
they can make iPhones.
Probably.
Okay, yeah. They can make iPhones instead of making them over in Asia. They can make iPhones. Apple can pay something that's comparable to what they're paying people over in Asia. I don't care if it's $2 an hour. If that gets to go into that fund, the state fund that we would have, and you could use that money towards cleaning the state and rehabbing homes and things like that, hey, I'm all for it.
So how do we get to this point where we have all of this labor sitting there and our politicians don't want to take advantage of it? They'd rather tax us.
Because our politicians don't have the balls to suggest what I'm suggesting here.
There are Republican administrations, sometimes for 8 years at a stretch. Let's take the last one, George Bush administration. 8 years in power.
They don't have the balls to suggest what I'm suggesting.
But it's not a matter of balls. It's a matter of common sense.
Well, no, it's a matter of balls, too, because they know the minute they get up and say that, you're going to get a lot of pushback, especially from the minority communities. Oh, you just want to make us slaves again and so on and so forth. Hey, no, we don't want to make you all slaves again, but we do want to put these criminals to work.
But what? I don't know. I guess I can't think like a politician, but it just seems to me if I was a politician, no matter what party I'm in, I can make a logical argument for not taking resources out of a community, but using these people to put resources back into the community that they victimize. It's not a stretch for me to justify that.
Well, and I think, you would take the time to go into the community, and a lot of politicians won't do this, and thoroughly explain what your intentions are, mm-hmm. you know. And I think if you take that approach where you go in and you hold town hall type settings and you explain to the people what you're trying to do, and no, it's not this. Don't listen to the media. They want to try and make this a race issue, a political issue. No, what I really want to do ultimately helps you and your community grow.
Right.
If you take the time and you go around and you explain that to people face to face, they will totally get it. If I tell you something on television, versus coming into your community and you can look at me and you can talk to me like that, I'm going to get a totally different reaction response out of you. And I believe a lot of politicians are just too lazy to come and do that.
Well, something's going to have to get done, because with the economic situation the way it is, there are a lot of people who will turn to crime.
Yes.
And the economy is slowing down, so it's not a stretch to think that the prison population is going to get bigger. So something's got to change.
Crime is on the rise, so we need immediate change. A buddy of mine, he was just telling about all the cars in his community got broken into. This is the second time. His house got broken into, you know, while he was gone. But my thing is, what if he had been there when they broke in?
If you got your concealed carry, end the problem.
Well, but then you got to get to it before they draw on you, you know.
That's true. But I don't know. I just think that across the board, we're pampering criminals, and especially violent criminals.
I would take weights out of the prisons. I don't want you going in there getting all swole up and big. I might provide you with treadmills and elliptical machines. But under my system, you don't even have time to lift weights.
Right. This is the thing. How do we get to the point where we as a society can spend the resources to apprehend, convict, and incarcerate someone that's a violent person, mm-hmm. a rapist, a child molester, a murderer, and after a number of years, release that person back into society, knowing what kind of person he is?
When there's been no rehabbing, no rehabilitation process.
Why in the world do we as we the people, why do we tolerate that?
Well, it's a cruel system for me and you, the average Joe citizen, because number one, we're the victims.
Right.
Then we pay to house these people.
Absolutely.
And pay to make them better criminals. Then they get to come out and victimize us a second time.
Absolutely. Our third or fourth or fifth
so
time.
So it's time that, you know, we have got to really put pressure on our politicians to make a change.
And this is the thing that really gets me is that it's worse, way worse in the urban communities.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crime. And so, to me, it's a position that a Democratic politician should be taking, because instituting these changes in the prison would be protecting people that's a large part of your base. Those Democratic liberal black voters are voting you back in office, and you're doing nothing
to
protect them.
I just saw an article where it said that in a particular U.S. city, the average cost to house a prisoner for a year, I guess the county, is $168,000.
Mm.
$168,000 to house a prisoner for 1 year in this particular county. There has to be a better way.
It's probably somewhere in California.
No, it's New York.
Where's New York?
Yeah.
It had to be one of the coasts.
New York is, hey, another liberal cesspool. Chicago, Los Angeles, you know, and Detroit, and look at those cities. They're falling apart. But that's where Democrat politics gets you.
Well, I think that there should be a political issue, a political movement to do something about the criminal justice system, because it is broken. It is failing, especially it's failing the people living in urban environments, because it has created an open, a revolving door
situation. But it's profitable.
Situation.
I just told you $168,000. Somebody's receiving that.
I get that. It's profitable.
That's why we'll probably get a lot of pushback.
The money's not going to the right people.
Right, exactly. And for the right things, absolutely.
And so that's why I think the change has to be made, and I think it has to be made pretty soon.
Well, until they make the change, let's open up a prison.
No, I don't think I want to be in that business. I don't want to be around them.
We don't have to be there. We just profit from it.
I'd be an absentee an absentee owner of a prison in the prison industrial complex. Again, I would feel that'd be dirty money, because I feel like the profits should go back to compensate their victims. That's the only fair situation I can envision for our prison system. And evidence of what I'm saying is this. Private corporations are coming into the prisons, and they are taking advantage of this labor pool, and they are putting together this prison industrial complex, and they're making huge profits. This money is not going back to compensate the people who are victimized, not going to compensate the children of these prisoners. And I think that is a crime itself.
Well, and let me say this in closing, we need to stop committing crimes.
true.
And I'm speaking specifically about the black community.
Because when you commit these crimes... You volunteer to go to prison.
Right, and they need to stop volunteering to go to prison.
Right. But if they do, if you're stupid enough to go out there and commit a crime instead of working for a living, getting an education, and then working for a living, and you get arrested and go to prison, I just don't think the fruits of your labor should go to some private corporation instead of going back to support your family and the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's fair.
Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.